Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
NASA and South Africa Lunar Exploration Partnership. So we were reading up about this, and I see that there's an amazing, it's quite an amazing story. South Africa is to contribute to NASA's lunar exploration effort. And where's this happening? In none other than Mikiesfontein, of all places. Mikiesfontein. I mean, it's in the Karoo. I don't know if any of you have been to Mikiesfontein. So when we were young, we used to go down to Cape Town by the Trans Karoo, and it always used to slow down as you moved through Mikiesfontein. It was this sort of Victorian, I don't know what it was, little village, but really, really quite beautiful. That whole area, I'm a very big fan of the Karoo. But we wanted to hear a little bit more about this partnership. Roel Hodges is the managing director of SANSA in Hartebeest Hoek. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
All right, and yourself? We've got no complaints.
And are you South African?
Yes.
And you say no complaints? Not even one? Come on. Come on. You've got a litany of complaints. You just mean, what you mean is we don't want to go into them right now. Either way. All right. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this agreement, because it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I think just to give you a backdrop, South Africa has been involved in space since 1958.
Right.
So we've got an extremely rich history in space operations, if I can say that, because we were part of the Apollo program up until 1975, when NASA withdrew out of South Africa. So in the light of that, we kept on continuing the space operations, and we have multiple international clients from Hartebeest Hoek. And in the light of the Artemis Accord, or the Artemis program, NASA started talking to us again, and we started negotiating in 2014 already regarding the Artemis program and getting involved. So we did a study for NASA and on behalf of the engineers in South Africa to find the best suited location
right. In
South Africa. And it turned to be Mikiesfontein.
And why specifically Mikiesfontein? I mean, I would imagine it's more about the area than it is about the hotel.
Oh, that's for sure. Yes, there's a multiple aspects of why Mikiesfontein. So we had to take many things into consideration.
Right.
Weather is the key part. You want as arid as possible. And infrastructure is the next key part. You need power.
Right.
You need fiber optics. You need harbors. You need airports. And you've got to be far away enough from them so that they don't interfere. And you want to be close enough to get your equipment and stuff to that site. And you also have to have people that work shifts on a ground station. So you can't put it in the middle of the desert, which will be probably the best suited, but there's no infrastructure, and you can't get your people there to work. So all those aspects were discussed, and at the end of the day, Mikiesfontein came out to be the top scorer in all those aspects, and which NASA then accepted due to their criteria.
So that's incredible. And what will this be? What is this collaboration?
So the collaboration is that South Africa will build the ground station. So if you put down the infrastructure.
Right.
So we put down the roads, we put down the fencing, we put down the security, we put down the electrical, we put down the water, and we put down the operations room and the power station. So when you're dealing with lunar and you're dealing with people going to the moon and you're Mars and beyond, you have to be up to your game. You're dealing with people's lives, so you must have around about 100% reliability on all your equipment. So you need backup. That'd be about 3-for-1 redundancy. So that's our part. NASA will bring the assets, such as the antennas. And NASA's got a two-pronged approach. It's got an approach where it subsidizes the assets, and then it's got an approach where it creates opportunities for the industry or the private industry to invest in. NASA will have the programs, and the private industry will invest in antennas to be able to do these manned launches and probes that are going to the moon and Mars and beyond.
That's really, really incredible. So I'd imagine it'll provide employment, it'll offer opportunities for people to be upskilled and trained in this really phenomenal cutting-edge area.
Those are some of the key advantages for us.
Sure, I would imagine.
Mikey Swantain and the Guru.
Yes.
If you don't put this type of technology down in those areas, those people tend to move to the city.
Of course. And we've noticed that. I've actually been through Mikey's Fontana. As I say, I really love the Karoo. And but obviously it's tired. Obviously, with nothing really going on there, people have very few options. Here, if we've got a way for people to be employed, it really can revitalize this area. And when people have money in one place, they put it in others, which is, you know, hopefully beautifying the place and just turning it into something that it really should be, because it's really a hidden gem of South Africa, this area.
Yeah, we hope to, you know, it's a small antennas. We're talking 24 meter diameter plus.
Mm-hmm.
In the next 5 or 6 years, we hope to get what we call deep space antennas. They're 34 meters plus.
Right.
So you see them from quite a distance. When you come over from Lanesburg, you're going to see this at the
right.
end, that's for sure.
Right.
And my passion for this is I love these antennas and the job I'm doing.
Right.
So to me, it's beautiful. Some people think, okay, I'm going to put this in the middle of the room, but promise me, it's going to excite you when you're on the long
for sure. For sure. It's absolutely incredible. And, of course, the lack of, as you've said, all of the factors, the environmental factors down there, make it a perfect place to do it. So when does all this kick off?
We hope to start construction in January. And we've got to be ready, which is extremely tight, January to June 2025.
Right. So construction starts in January. That is very soon. And I love that because,
yes.
again, immediately that starts to provide employment. It brings funding. It brings jobs and all sorts of things to the area. So I think that is really incredible, really exciting. And it's in all the right spaces because it's in a way that advances people from a technological and innovation perspective. And I think this is really awesome. We're definitely going to ask you and invite you to come back earlier next year just to hear how it's going, because this is really something that I believe that we all should know about, and I believe that we all should be celebrating as South Africans. And we started the interview saying, oh, are you South African because you've got nothing to complain about? The reality is it shouldn't be just about complaining. We should be celebrating these wins and the amazing opportunities that are existing for South Africa. Well, that's where we leave it. Roel Hodges, Managing Director of Asansa Hartebeest Hook, talking to us about this partnership between NASA and South Africa.